Frequency Cast Special Report. Startup in progress.
Hi, this is Pete.
And this is Kelly from Frequency Cast, the UK TV and tech podcast.
What you're about to listen to is an extract from Frequency Cast show number 81, where we look at the new entry to the digital TV market, UView.
Frequency Cast, now loading. Focus.
Now, Kelly, what do you know about UView?
UView is basically like a free view box, but it offers a little bit more. So you can still get all of your iPlayers basically from the box and you can watch it on your TV.
Okay, so you're absolutely correct. It's basically free view with a hard disk recorder, which is the key bit. So you can record loads of hours of telly on this particular box. And of course, this rather clever little program guide. Now, you've got the 7 days in the future program guide and you can go in and do series link and all that kind of stuff. I've actually played with one of these. They're rather nice and you can scroll back and play things that were on TV a few days ago.
But you can also do that on your standard iPlayer.
But there is something to be said about having everything in one interface. So you don't have to turn the telly off, plug in your iPad, watch the programs that way. And also you don't have to keep switching between services. Have I sold you yet?
You haven't sold me. I mean, I understand its benefits in that respect.
Okay, well, if I were to tell you, it's a high-capacity hard disk recorder, and it records all the Freeview channels, and also it has Now TV.
You have to pay for that, don't you?
You do. Now TV is Sky's sort of equivalent of things like Netflix and Love Film, where you can get the on-demand movies from Sky. And if you're into your movies, you know, it's still cheaper than maybe signing up to a Sky subscription. Is that possibly selling you at all?
If it was nice and cheap for the convenience, then why not?
Okay, £299.
Absolutely not.
Yes, if you actually want to buy the standalone box, you want to pop down to your Currys or your Comet, it is £299 for the box, but of course no subscription, which kind of helps. The alternative, though, is to go with an internet service provider, and there are two, TalkTalk and BT. Now, TalkTalk, their service gives you a free box, saving £299.
I can understand that working for people on TalkTalk.
Yep, agreed. The alternative is to go with BT. Now, BT has just launched its UView service a couple of days ago, and we caught up with Francesca Mahoney, who is the head of acquisition for BT Vision, to find out what their service is all about.
UView from BT launched, as you said, on the 26th of October, and with the service you get over 70 digital Freeview channels, as well as 4 HD. So for the first time, we're now offering HD channels through BT. Also with the UView from BT, you get access to the biggest library of video on demand on UView, and that includes exclusively HD blockbuster movies as well as music videos. And with those music videos, you can create your own playlists.
Yes, actually, the playlist feature is rather nice. I've been playing around with the music channel and the kids' TV channel playlists. That is a nice little feature.
It's a great, great feature. I'm pleased you've been playing with it because I play with it all the time.
And you're very impressed with the video on demand service. No stutters, no judders. What's the actual minimum broadband speed to use this new service?
So the minimum broadband speed that we recommend is 2.2 megs for your normal catch-up and normal on-demand service. But if you do want to watch an HD movie, because it's actually streamed and it's not downloaded and played, we recommend a minimum line speed of 5 megs.
So who is the UView service from BT actually aimed at?
At the moment, it's aimed more at the Freeview upgrader market. We have a huge amount of Freeview customers in the UK. It's over 8 million customers. And if they are interested in getting more out of their TV service, they can upgrade to UView, get all of these features like on demand, like HD channels, for not that much more extra per month. So they can almost dip the toe in the water to experience a much better TV experience and service.
Now, of course, BT's already got the BT Vision service, which I think has been around for 4 or 5 years now. How does UView differ from the existing BT Vision service?
There's a lot of similarities between the service in terms of you still get the same amount of Freeview channels. The difference within the channel lineup is the HD ones, which I've just touched upon. So there's 4 HD channels are available on UView from BT and not on the Vision 2.0 service. The other major difference at the moment is Sky Sports isn't available on UView from BT. We are working really closely with UView and plan to launch channels over IP later on in 2013.
Okay, so if I've got that correct, the existing BT Vision service doesn't offer HD, but it does offer the Sky Sports channels. The new UView service does offer all the HD Freeview channels, but doesn't quite offer the Sky Sports channels yet. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. We don't yet offer the Sky Sports channels, but they will be coming later on in 2013.
Now, of course, UView's been around for a couple of months now, and it does offer some rather handy little tools, including things like changes to the electronic programme guide.
We've basically put catch-up TV back where it should be on your TV. So instead of going iPlayer on your laptop or on your mobile phone, what you can do is actually scroll back in the guide and see all of the TV programmes that you've missed and that are available. And just with one click, it will open straight away for you. So, for example, if you wanted to watch something on BBC, instead of going into the iPlayer and searching for the specific programme, you literally just scroll back with the rewind button on your UView remote control, get to the right day, and then click OK or click play, and it will play the asset straight away for you. So that's a really great, quick, easy way to access your catch-up TV.
And I must admit, I have given that a try. It's so much easier than going out of the normal TV interface, firing up iPlayer, watching what you want, and then sort of struggling back to the menu.
Yeah, it's great. We've had some really positive feedback on that feature. The other one we've also had lots of positive feedback on is the search tool. So you can search by title, and as you search by title, it actually gives you suggestions as you go, so you don't have to type it all in. And you can also search by genre. So for example, if I wanted to watch a comedy programme, it would give me options for comedy programmes, not only just from one content provider, so not, for example, just from Channel 4 or just from ITV. It would actually search across all of the different content providers.
What I have noticed about the UView service is there's several different ways of getting into the content. So you do have the search option that you mentioned. You can also go through the on-demand screen and find it in various different categories. The really handy bit for me is the players screen, where you can actually get to all of the different players, such as the BBC iPlayer and, of course, BT Vision.
This is a really exciting feature of UView, and this is where the product is only going to get bigger and better and stronger as more and more content providers come on board. So as you said, at the moment there's a BBC iPlayer, there's ITV, there's the free players, there's also the paid for players such as BT Vision as well as Now TV, and we are looking forward to much more content providers coming on board, giving our customers access to a huge range of TV content.
Excellent. I know if you pop down to the high street for a UView box, you'd be looking at about £300, but you've got a rather better deal than that.
Yes, we have. It's great news for our customers because you can get a free UView box with UView from BT when you pay a £49 activation fee and a delivery charge. So you can have, as you said, a significant saving when you come to BT for UView.
Excellent. And of course, without saying too much, there's a few exciting things in the pipeline, aren't there?
There are. It's very much stage one of a really transformational period with TV from BT, and there's only bigger and better things to come.
And for more information on UView from BT and some screenshots, go to our website. The address is
www.frequencycast.co.uk.
Thanks very much for listening. If this is your first time listening to Frequency Cast, you might want to become one of our subscribers. Subscription is free, and here's a sample of what we do.
What have you got there?
Ah, this is the latest bit of kit.
Usually the station ham radio is operated by those astronauts who stay on station several months at a time.
Have the top-up TV anytime box. We are absolutely disgusted with the service.
We're measuring Carl's EEG. His retention level was in sort of the bottom third.
I think he's a lost cause, in all honesty.
And in breaking news, it looks like a new Freeview HD channel will be with us soon.
This year's European Podcast Award 2010.
The winner for the non-profit is Frequency Cast.
After 200 yards, turn right.
We've just officially been given the world record for the lightest touchscreen mobile phone in the world.
I can send a text to Frequency Cast for you.
That's true, I can now control my TV from my iPhone.
Now, it's a darkened room you live in, isn't it, normally?
Stay up to date with the latest TV and tech news with our free radio shows.
To listen to our shows online,
download the shows as a podcast, or add the shows to iTunes,
go to www.frequencycast.co.uk.
Frequency Cast. Special report. Shutdown complete.